We were talking a bit earlier about the civil service and waste and how inefficient this country has become. If anything defines that, it's HS2. I cannot tell you how much I hate HS2. I was so angry about it this morning. I said to my producer, Ted, HS2 disgusts me. It's absolutely ridiculous. Apparently, the new chief executive of HS2 Limited has said that he can't apologise for complying with the law, as he defended spending £100 million of taxpayers' money, £100 million, to build a bat tunnel. He conceded it was an extraordinary amount of money had been spent on the barrier in Ancient Woodland in Buckinghamshire to comply with the law on protected species. Now, I'm going to give you some HS2 facts now, because I like HS2 facts, because nothing riles me up more than this. HS2 was proposed in 2009. Since then, we've spent £27 billion. £27 billion on HS2. And it still doesn't exist, right? Now, do you know what's happened in that time since 2009? Netflix has been invented. Uber has been invented. Zoom calls and teleconferencing has been invented. Instagram was invented. Smart speakers like your Alexa or whatever, they've been invented. Cryptocurrency's been invented. 50% of Dubai has been built. 50% of Dubai built. And in China, they have built 40,000 kilometres of high-speed railway. Well, mad thing is, after spending £27 billion, arguably, we don't even need it anymore. Now we can all do Zoom calls. Let's speak to Michael Gross, who was a former owner of the Euston site. Michael, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, well, should we scrap HS2? After spending £27 billion, we ought to see something of it by now. So scrapping it seems like the wrong idea. But it's just, it makes a mockery of this country, does it not?
Well, I think you have to understand that HS2 is a Ponzi scheme. It was conceived in a way that it could never be realized. And if you watch the abysmal proceedings by the Public Accounts Committee yesterday, you saw all these people who've wasted, not the figure you did, but nearer $100 billion, stand there, having lied to successive public accounts committees over the years and saying, oh, we're going to reset it. And from now on, we who have messed it up are going to make it all right again. I mean, I've never seen anything more ridiculous in my life. HS2 will never be built. We will run out of money. And like every Ponzi scheme, they keep it going so that they won't be shown up as the authors of a criminal conspiracy.
I mean, that's pretty strong words, but I'm minded to agree. The amount of people, from consultants to planners, to I don't know who else, who have essentially lined their pockets on not building anything. Now the northern leg of it's going to be scrapped anyway, so what's the blimmin' point of it? Now it's going to start not even in London, but in some train station I've never even heard of. It disgusts me. It really disgusts me. And like I said, other countries looking at us must think we're absolutely, for want of a better phrase, bat crazy. We're talking about bat tunnels. And like I said, 50% of Dubai has been constructed in the time since we said we were going to build a high-speed railway. Zoom didn't exist. Now it does. We don't even need it anymore. I mean, do you think that, you know, you were calling it a criminal enterprise, essentially. Do you think that actually people should face criminal proceedings about this absolute mockery?
Of course they should. But Mark Rowley, the commissioner of police, said there's no reason to investigate. And Lisa Ostrowski, formerly head of the SFO, who were given this information 5 years, 6 years ago, said they wouldn't investigate. Shapps, when Secretary of State for Transport, when we gave him the figures, which we now know are out in the open, we gave it to him years ago, said he did not recognize the figures. This is a giant honeypot, and there are a lot of sticky fingers in it via the supply chain to the people who are committed to keep it going. And, you know, it's all very well to talk about bats, but that's really de minimis. It's nothing. We should talk about the pensioners who will die because they haven't got heating relief. We should talk about the people who will, the crimes that will be committed because they're cutting 2,000 policemen. Yesterday in Parliament, the Prime Minister said that the wispy claims for equalization on their pensions was unaffordable. Somehow, HS2 is always affordable. So you have to ask, why are these people doing such obviously stupid and dishonest things?
Yeah. Well, I mean, looking at this here, apparently there's a report published on Monday, and HS2 Limited estimated that the cost of building the railway would be around 83 billion pounds. Now, if 27 billion pounds has already been spent, by basic mathematics, 83 billion plus 27 billion is over 100 billion pounds for a blimmin' train that doesn't really go anywhere.
Well, you know, you, with respect, the Oakley report, which was not independent but was made half honest by Lord Berkeley, talked about 106 for phase one. There is nothing else but phase one. There isn't even phase one into Euston. They held a phony bid process and awarded it to Lendlease, who couldn't put a brick in the ground, and they're still talking about Lendlease. Every announcement on HS2 by the Department of Transport and HS2 Limited is a lie and has been shown to be a lie for the last 12 years. And for Bernadette Kelly to stand up and say that she and Wilde and the others don't know what it's going to cost, the same week as they're putting out figures where they say they know what it's going to cost, why that woman is in post, I don't know. And the new minister, Heidi Alexander, who doesn't know anything about railways, is making, when she talked about why government had to make hard choices, she studiously avoided talking about HS2. We are in a really bad place with this government, as we were with the last. Let me not appear to be party politically biased. Our establishment is broken, and I honestly don't know what the solution is.
I mean, this to me is absolutely emblematic of how broken it is. It's absolutely 100 billion on a railway that apparently that the timelines for running trains between Old Oak Common, the station no one's ever heard of in West London, that no one's going to be able to get to from anywhere else in the country because no one's ever heard of that blimmin' station, and Birmingham by 2032 were under pressure, but the outer limit was for 2032.
Not going to be 32. It's going to be in the 40s.
By the time this train even exists, we're going to have invented time travel, for crying out loud. It really makes £100 billion. It's not exactly a small sum of money when what they're apparently getting from farmers.
But it's going to end up £300 million.
They
haven't included funding costs. They haven't included the losses, the subsidy. They've never uttered the word subsidy. This is the most obvious fraud, and the establishment, the Public Accounts Committee under Meg Hillier, the Public Accounts Committee under Clifton Brown, how they couldn't ask this woman why she's still there, I have no idea.
Oh, you and me both. Michael Gross, thank you ever so much. It really gets my goat, HS. 100 billion, or even 300 billion. That's our money. We've been robbed. We've been robbed and we've been lied to for a make-believe blimmin' train. It makes me sick to the core. It really does.